iPhone, Android phone, or dumb phone. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. I'm having a tough time choosing my next mobile phone. My T-Mobile contract is almost up. I'm using a BlackBerry right now, and I'm a bit conflicted. Should I go with a crowd and get an Apple iPhone, or perhaps an HTC T-Mobile My Touch, which is based on Google's open-source Android operating system? Or maybe I should just save the money and get a simple phone with no expensive data plan. I'm inviting a few smartphone partisans to attempt to persuade me that they know what's best. First up, Future Tense commentator Dwight Silverman. Hey, Dwight.
Well, thanks for having me and giving me the chance to evangelize.
Well, evangelize away then. You've got about a minute. What should I buy?
Well, I have tried the two smartphones you've talked about, the MyTouch and the iPhone, and frankly, there really is no comparison. The iPhone is much easier to use. It's a lot more elegant, and it's a more mature platform at this point. We're now into the third generation of iPhone, and a lot of the bugs and the kinks have been worked out of it. But the big thing that you want to use the iPhone for is internet access. Anything you do on the internet is much easier, as well as, of course, the fabled apps. Whatever you want this phone to be, it can be. There's about 55,000 apps and counting, and it essentially is the Swiss Army knife of phones.
Okay, I believe all that you say, but I have a couple of concerns.
Okay.
One is the expense. A plan for the iPhone is just more expensive, and it bugs me you have to pay extra for text messages, that kind of thing.
Well, and this is true. You know, the thing is that it actually is no more expensive than any of AT&T's other data plans. A lot of people point at it and say, well, you know, look at this cost. And it's basically because they bundled the cost of the data and the voice together, so it looks like a lot more. But if you were to go to get any other smartphone on AT&T's network, the data plan is exactly the same. And the same thing is true with text.
Okay, I mean, I would spend less on a T-Mobile data plan, but we'll just sort of leave that aside for a second. What about the AT&T network? iPhoneys really seem to hate it.
That is indeed an issue. AT&T's network, depending on where you are and when you're trying to use it, can be pretty laggy. When it's not is when it's not at times of peak network usage. So, for example, during rush hour when everybody is on their phone, you may have dropped calls, you may have difficulty getting to the internet. And if you're in any location where a lot of geeks are trying to use their phones at once, you'll have an issue.
Your final pitch here, Dwight, why is an iPhone right for me?
Well, let's put it this way. I have never met anybody who didn't get one and immediately like it. And every time I talk to somebody who has got one, they've said, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner.
Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle and thinks I should get an iPhone. We'll hear from an Android phone partisan later. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.